بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي حديث أبي على شداد بن أوس رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: الكيس من دان نفسه, إلى آخر الحديث. So with regard to this hadith, that a wise and intelligent person is he who controls his nafs and he prepares for life after death. Opposite to that, a foolish person is that who just follows the desires of his nafs, and he has just got wild hopes on Allah Ta'ala that Allah will forgive him, will favor him, etc. Further, in the commentary of this hadith, which is mentioned in this chapter, that to where we should make this muraqabah, meditate that Allah Ta'ala is with us, Allah is watching us all the time. This hadith teaches us that an intelligent person subdues his carnal desire, his carnal self, and focuses upon life after death. So the definition of a wise person, by the most wise, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given all the knowledge of the people of before and afterwards. He defines who a wise person is, and that is a wise person who controls his desires, who subdues his carnal passions, and he focuses upon life after death. We should well consider who we regard as wise people. We regard people perhaps with degrees, people who have got a lot of money, who have made it, as we say, in life. They have become very rich, etc. They have got empires. We might regard them as wise people. But Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says, a wise person is he who controls his nafs, who has learned how to control his nafs, and a wise person is he who prepares for life after death, not for the things of this dunya. Not that all the accumulation of wealth, etc. of this dunya, a person who has made a lot of investments or do in his country, offshore investments, etc., that is not a wise person. Wise person is he who controls his nafs and who prepares for life after death. It also outlines the key concept that Allah Ta'ala rewards people based on their intentions, effort, and good actions. This is another very important point that is made clear in this hadith, that Allah Ta'ala's rewards are for people on not only the intentions. Just a person makes intention and he doesn't do any actions, that is not sufficient. It will be, for example, a person who just gives azan but he doesn't make namaz, or a person who makes wudu and he doesn't make namaz. Azan, wudu, all the preparations are for namaz. That is what is important. So just the intention, and similarly, just the knowledge of deen, but we don't make the amal, the practice on deen, that is never sufficient. Together with that intention, together with acquiring knowledge of deen, we must practice on deen also, must make the effort for deen, and all our good actions also we must do. To the best of our ability, we do that. That is what is required, what this hadith teaches us, that a wise person is he who prepares for life after death. And that is with the amal, with the actions of akhirat, of our deen. Further, Allah Ta'ala does not reward people based on false aspirations that are not complemented with good actions. Just having good hopes, a person commits sins all the time, and he says, Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim, Allah will forgive me. But he doesn't make any tawbah, he doesn't stay away from guna, he's carrying on with his bad actions, and he's just hoping and saying that Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim. As Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, Nabbi ibadi anni anal ghafoorur rahim. Inform my bandas that I am most forgiving also, and that my punishment is also most severe. Both things are there. That Allah is ghafoorur rahim for those people who try and do the action. Nobody can do actions how Allah is required by Allah. We will find then the mercy of Allah. And we are trying, but we do falter. We do make mistakes. We make tawbah, we will find Allah is forgiving. But a person who is just reckless, who commits just gunas, he doesn't do any good actions, and he just says Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim, that person is just living in a dream world. That is not enough at all. Hadrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, Iman is not based on hopes, but on what is established in the heart, and actions testify to this. The great, great person, Tabi Hadrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, he says, Iman is not based just on hopes, just that we're committing all guna and I'll get Jannah, and Allah will forgive me and I'll get saved from Jahannam, but we are doing all the wrong things, just having wild hopes. And as the ulama give the example, that a person doesn't go to work, doesn't earn anything, he's just got hopes, Allah will feed me. He has to make his effort. As we make effort for dunya, so we have to make effort for our deen also. But the iman is based on what is established in the heart, and actions testify to this. If that iman is in the heart, that iman which spurs a person on to do good deeds, that is what is required. That iman in the heart, and then it encourages and makes a person, forces a person to do good deeds. Further, he says, those who have left this world without good deeds to their credit and said they had favorable hopes in Allah were dishonest. A person who left the world, he passed away also, and he did not do any good deeds. He was just saying that Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim, etc. And he just had this hopes in Allah. He said those were dishonest people. Because if they were honest, if Iman was in the heart and they had hopes in Allah, they should have done their actions accordingly as well. If they truly had favorable hopes in Allah, they should have done good deeds. That when a person has got the proper hopes in Allah, which is called ummid, which is called hope in having hope in the mercy of Allah, then a person to the best of his ability, he will do good deeds and he will refrain from evil deeds. And perchance he makes gunas, he is human, he will make tawbah and istighfar. That person, there is great hope that Allah will forgive him completely, Allah will show his mercy upon him, and Allah will give him the best. So this hadith has got also great, great lessons for us, that truly we should understand and again redefine who a wise person is. That is a person who controls his desires, and a person who prepares for life after death. Unfortunately, we regard as many non-Muslims also, atheists, people who don't believe in Allah, just because something of this dunya they did, we say they are very wise people. They are very clever people. A clever, wise person is he who has learned to control his nafs and who prepares for life after death. And on the other hand, a foolish person is he who just follows his desires and has just got wild hopes in Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with the nur of hadith and fill our hearts with that nur and see and understand life correctly as it is supposed to be. The mu'mineen have got the correct particular way of life which Allah has blessed them, and we must live that life, not just have a Muslim name or we belong to the Muslim community, but our actions are like those of shaitan and of the non-believers. That should not be the case. Unfortunately, that is becoming common. We should check ourselves. We all have to die. And there then, that test which Allah is going to put will come in front of us. May Allah help us and guide us to righteousness.